This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. A new lawsuit alleges that an explosion in Capitola Village that destroyed an apartment building on Christmas morning was no isolated incident. KAZU's Scott Cohn reports.
The proposed class action case alleges the explosion occurred because underground gas and electric lines were installed too close together and that similar conditions exist throughout Capitola Village. Karen Anderson lives a few doors down from where the explosion occurred.
I have high anxiety from it. And not knowing if we're safe has caused severe impact to our daily lives.
Anthony Guajardo owns Mijo's Taqueria just around the corner.
What does our livelihood look like? We don't have answers, and without answers, we don't know what to expect.
The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages from PG&E and demands it set up a task force to fix all the utility lines in the village. The company, which initially said it found no signs of a gas leak, now says in a statement that it is confident the system is safe, but it also says it's investigating with the help of an outside firm. Scott Cohn, KAZU News.
If you illegally dump trash in Monterey County, smile, you may be on camera. The county now has 6 roadside surveillance cameras up and running to catch dumpers in the act. A better idea, says Environmental Health Supervisor Maria Ferdin, take it to the landfill.
Many of the stuff that we see on the side of the road is actually can be taken by the landfill for free, like mattresses, for example.
Fines for illegal dumping in Monterey County run as high as $10,000. This is KAZU News.